Finance with Evan Lucas. To keep essential pathology affordable and accessible for all Australians, visit keeppathologybulkbill.com.au.
As a finance guru, do you reckon he's also...
He'd be automatic.
Automatic. Absolutely. Tech guru?
Automated.
You a tech guru, Evan? Good morning.
Morning, gents. I would like to think I'm okay. I'm not a guru. I do automate a lot of my life online, but what you're referring to there is what they refer to as the Internet of Everything, where obviously it controls all of your house, etc. The interesting thing about them is that they do tend to sort of interact with each other, but not well. So my mum's the one here. She's done it, but she can't turn her TV on because the remote control can't override the automated system. So you have to actually go up to the touchpad and turn it on there. It's ridiculous. Mm.
Right. And lights and all that, they can all be controlled as well, can't they, from an iPad?
Yeah, blinds, all that kind of stuff. Blinds, heating system, take your pick. There's a couple of really small, interesting ASX-listed companies in this space, but they're just probably 4 or 5 years away from being spec. And then you look at what Google's doing with their Nest and you look at what Amazon's doing with Alexa, they're probably going to win.
Right. Consumer confidence numbers, weren't they that good yesterday or what was the story?
Well, no, they weren't. And I think what was really interesting about them is it showed very clearly that in February we all got very excited about, although the changes to the statutory tax cuts have happened, we did get, you know, this boost from the idea that they are coming in July. That evaporated and we are now the lowest and the most pessimistic nation out of all of the OECD. And our look ahead for the next 12 months, the next 5 years, is the lowest it's been since COVID. So that is because of interest rate rises, particularly mortgage holders are the most pessimistic about the outlook of the economy. So unfortunately, confidence plummeted in March as we sort of got back to reality.
And a few weeks ago, you talked about the price of cocoa. Now it's coffee beans. What's driving that?
Yes. Yeah, so coffee has now reached a record all-time high overnight. It's at $3,782 a ton. Now, I do want to point that out. If it keeps going this way, the standard latte or, you know, cappuccino that you buy at the corner store, which is, what, 8 ounces, so about 200 mils or so, that could move up to about $5.50, $5.75 if prices keep there. What's driving it is actually the increase in demand globally. Asia now is now the largest consumer of coffee on the planet, and we've seen a 27% increase in global usage of coffee since COVID started. So it's not just about supply, because Vietnam and Indonesia is actually cutting supply, but it's also because mainland China, Japan, and those nations are now consuming coffee more than they've ever done in the past.
You a coffee guy, Ev?
Oh, I love a coffee.
Right. Okay. So you couldn't live
without it. It's making me upset.
You couldn't live without it. The market last night didn't do much at all, really. It was -9, I think.
No, and it, yeah, and so at the moment we're in this hodling pattern. This always is the weird week, we call it, this midweek in April, because we have to wait for US earnings season to start in earnest next week. So US almost goes to sleep. So we are pointing up 0.2%. It would mean that the ASX would be about 78.20. But everybody's waiting for US earnings seasons to see whether or not it's got ahead of itself or whether earnings continue to absolutely smash expectations like they have been.
Right. Okay. Well, a quiet day then on the markets, perhaps. Ev, good on you. We'll do it again tomorrow.